Well, let's go now to the coasts of Oregon and Washington State. The last time there was a major earthquake there was in 1700, but scientists say another can occur there maybe soon. So some communities are working to move key infrastructure to higher ground. This month in La Push, Washington, the Quileute tribe has started moving its seaside village out of the tsunami and flood zone. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network went for a look.
Quileute Tribal School Superintendent Mark Jacobson has a view of the Pacific Ocean to die for. He'd prefer that stay just a figure of speech, though.
I can hit a golf ball from my office into the surf, and I'm no Tiger Woods.
Out his window, the waves crash on a majestic beach framed by craggy islands. Eagles often fly by. Invisible, just beyond the horizon, the Cascadia earthquake fault, primed to unleash a megaquake and tsunami.
It's beautiful today, but what about if I see that big wave coming? It wouldn't be very pretty then. It would be pretty disastrous and pretty frightening.
And how often do you think about this?
Every day I come in here. Isn't a day goes by, I don't think that, because you don't know when it's coming.
The K-12 school Jacobson runs is the only one on the Quileute Reservation. The tribal government says relocating the school is a matter of life or death for the Quileute people. Now, land clearing is underway for phase one of the Quileute's move to higher ground. It took an act of Congress to make it possible for the loggers, truck drivers, and dozer operators to go to work. The Quileutes lobbied to tweak the boundaries of Olympic National Park to add higher elevations to their 1 square mile reservation. It's surrounded by National Park on three sides and the ocean on the fourth. The tribe says no residents of their small fishing village will be forced to relocate. Some elders in the lower village told me they support moving the school, but they personally intend to stay. Quileute elder Beverly Loudon says she puts her faith in God, whatever comes.
The majority of the people that are down here now are going to stay here because they don't want to uproot, and they've been here for many, many generations.
The Quileute tribe is not alone in planning a move to safer ground. Down the Washington State coast, the main village of the Quinault Nation, Tohola, is similarly situated at a river mouth facing the ocean. The Quinaults have begun clearing land inland to relocate key buildings. Voters in Seaside, Oregon, last year approved a bond measure to move three schools out of the tsunami zone. Back on the Quileute Reservation, project manager Susan Devine says the tribe's priorities are to get children out of harm's way first by moving the school, then the elders by relocating the senior center, and then government offices and housing.
The heart will stay in the lower village, but the day-to-day functions, the safety of where the children are living and going to school, and people's jobs are, they will move up to higher ground.
Devine says only the relocation of the tribal school is financed, thanks to a federal grant. Scrounging up money to move the rest of the village will take many years. But the fact they've broken ground now makes tribal council member James Jackson Sr. feel good.
You know, just to see the timber on the ground up there is it's a wonderful thing to see, you know, to be able to try to get, you know, everybody up to safety, because you just never know when that's going to happen. You know, you don't want it to happen, but, you know, if we can prevent it, save lives, I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi reporting from La Push, Washington.